Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Weed. Doug is the author of dozens of books, including his new book, Inside Trump's White House, The Real Story of His Presidency. Folks, I encourage you to find this book. I'm telling you, you'll enjoy it. And you don't have to be a Trump lover to enjoy it either. Hey, Doug, thank you again for being here. We're talking about the legacy of Trump's presidency. And one of the things that I want to mention is the new Secretary of State nominee actually said Trump was more right on China than not, and that he didn't agree with some of his methods, but his basic premise on how to deal with China, he seemed to think was the right idea. That was an interesting statement. What did you see that?
I did see it.
Blinken.
Tony Blinken. I was actually on CNN with him several years ago, where he hotly defended Andrew McCabe.
You warned us about him back in November. I remember that now.
Yeah, it may be taken down by YouTube. It's interesting what YouTube's going through. My daughter posts videos, and I've never seen this before. I've seen throttling and censorship and all kinds of other things. But she'll put up a video. It'll have 600, 700, 800 views, and then a couple hours later, it'll have 150 views. So they're actually subtracting
minimizing the importance of it. Yeah, no, I've had that happen to me. I know I've had that happen to me before. So Doug, which brings us to, in my opinion, a really important part of Trump's legacy. One of the things Trump did, because of I believe that Trump derangement syndrome is a real psychosis, an identifiable, diagnosable psychosis. I think people have an illness called Trump derangement syndrome, and I don't mean that in a hateful way. I mean it sincerely. And what that has done is that's exposed the people who were playing around behind some kind of a veil of being fair, behind a veil of partisanship. It's exposed people. They've had to come out and show their biases, show their corruption, in order to defeat him. And I think the one favor that Trump and they have done us is they've told us we now know who they are and what they really stand for. What do you think, Doug?
Well, yeah.
I'm talking about the media. I'm talking about the big tech.
Yeah, talking, I know.
Et cetera. Go ahead.
Yeah, some of us knew in advance. I mean, like you see Cecilia Vega on ABC News. There was a whole list of journalists who were invited by Hillary Clinton, campaign manager, chairman, to come to dinner where they'd be told what the ground rules were going to be for the campaign. That was back in 2015 or so. And so, you know, there were lists circulating, you knew, of people who were totally, and their donations are on the record, but most people don't pay attention to that. I can tell you, it's so insidious, Jim. When I read your material, and again, I urge your audience to get it because it's the clearest explanation I've ever seen of what's going on. I wouldn't call it a conspiracy. It's more like an organism that happens organically, and it's evolved.
I named it the machine.
Yeah, you named it the machine. But I've seen it from so many angles, and here's another one. When I ran for Congress, I won the primary on my own, raised my own money, fought like a dog, and won it. Once I won the primary, about 250 of these lobby lobby firms came in and started dumping money on me because I was going to be the general election candidate. They also gave the same amount of money to my Democratic opponent. I could never figure that out. I thought, why are they giving it to me and giving it to my opponent? Why am I going to be loyal to them if they give it to my opponent? Mm. So when you get elected as Congress, tell me if you got to go when you got to go.
No, keep going.
You get elected to Congress, you got this money coming in.
Right.
And you also have favors. We understand your wife's nephew is having a hard time. We got a job, $150,000 a year, and we need somebody who will do this, this, and this. So you're intertwined. The wives of these politicians make $500,000 a year, $1 million a year in jobs on these various lobbies. But here's the kicker, and here's how it works. If you don't vote the way they tell you to vote, they'll abandon you in mass. In other words, you'll vote this way on gun control, but you'll vote another way on abortion. Well, both of them will abandon you because they're buddies. They say to each other, I'll stand up for you with your congressman if you stand up with me with your congressman.
And here's
if you run for re-election, you've got 250. Okay, go ahead.
I have to wrap it up for this segment. Doug, but here's the sad part. Small businesses don't have that kind of money.
They don't.
And so that's the reason why Wall Street, during the Obama administration, Wall Street did wonderful record. Main Street did not. And the thing I think that will be the legacy people need to remember about the Trump administration, in the 4 years he was in office, not counting the pandemic, Wall Street did great. Main Street did great. Both of them can do great at the same time, but not when you're highly taxed, highly regulated. Right back with Doug Weed after the break. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.